This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Let's bring in Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Mike, how stunned were you and shocked are you this actually happened?
Oh, I never thought they would trade him. I thought they were committed to kicking the can through 2025 and not paying him until next year or possibly trading him after the season. That's what I thought they were going to do. I didn't expect them to just throw in the towel. But once they realized he wasn't going to play, and I think that's what happened, they realized he's not going to play on the fifth-year option, that's when they decided we better just move on.
Mike, how much do you think this was also, was it more about $47 million versus $40 million or this petty communication disagreement?
Well, I think we need to wait for the final details of the deal to see how real the $47 is. But I think that this thing went sideways. We know it went sideways when Jerry decided he was going to parlay a conversation with Micah from March into, or April, or whenever it happened, into this insistence that they have a deal, and the agent's just a bystander. I think David Mulugeta proved he's more than a bystander by getting this thing done quietly and behind the scenes and getting the 47, if it is a real 47 from the Packers, and getting the Packers to give up two first-round picks and a player to get him. The fact that the Packers are willing to make that investment should tell you that maybe the Cowboys should have thought about Micah Parsons a different way than they did.
Mike, does it change things for you at all, your perspective on blame or how it shifts or anything else, if Jerry's account is correct, which the one he gave yesterday was that they had the meeting, they talked figures, Micah left, came back with countermeasures that they then worked through and agreed to. Does that sound more like a negotiation that Micah may have entered into, if that account is correct, which obviously is just he said, she said?
Well, look, there's always going to be different accounts as to what transpired. The bottom line is properly functioning football teams find a way to get their best players signed on a timely basis to a fair contract. The whole process of draft and develop, it's like a lottery. You get a lottery ticket. That draft pick is a lottery ticket, and you scratch it off and you find out if you have a winner. Now, if you have a winner, the jackpot goes to the player. But that's how it works. You want to pay that jackpot. You want to give that piece of the salary cap to the great player. You don't trade that great player in, that lottery prize in, for more tickets, which is what they've done. And that's how they're going to justify it. That's how the Bengals do business. There's so much in common between Jerry Jones and Mike Brown. There's so much different between the two of them, but there's so much in common. There's this fundamental cheapness that is at play here. And this idea that they can just bring in new players with draft picks and be better than they were with a transcendent, dominant defensive player, it's ridiculous to me.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com here on The Fan.
Let's say you're Jerry Jones, and you were never going to sign him long-term, right? Or you were, but it was never going to be at the number he wanted, so it wasn't going to work. Would you have held out for more picks? Would you have made him play through this year and then tag him and trade him? Would you have done it earlier? How would you have done it?
I would offer him to the Tennessee Titans before the draft. Remember, we had heard that there was talk along those lines. Get the number one overall pick in the draft. Get myself Travis Hunter. Get myself Abdu Carter, and have somebody now, another transcendent red dot, stop that guy player to replace the one I've let walk away. That's what I would have done. I would have made my decision on my strategy a long time ago, and I would have implemented it. They changed their strategy once they found out that kicking the can was not going to work. They dared Micah to not play. I think they believed when push came to shove, he was not going to deny himself playing football. When they realized he was, that's when they had to come up with another approach, because they thought they could just sit and wait him out and he would play this year for $24 million or $21. As we learned this week, the official number was $21.3, not $24. There was a fight pending in a grievance to get it to $24. It may not have even gotten to $24.
Mike, it seems like Jerry Jones is trying to reinvent the way the National Football League does contracts. Last night, they doubled down in the presser and was like, no, we're still going to try to deal with the players first. And then Steven said, we only deal with the players when they want it to get done. If they request the agent, we go to the agent. What do you think of like this? Is Jerry Jones trying to eradicate sports agents in the National Football League?
I remember when some players started this trend of representing themselves. Richard Sherman and Russell Okung were at the forefront of it. And it's fine. If you want to do that for yourself, that's fine. But don't advocate that everyone else should do it, because the owners would love it if all the players were representing themselves. They would love it. They would steamroll them. The first deal that Russell Okung did on his own was an embarrassment. The first deal Richard Sherman did on his own, the union had to send it back to the 49ers and say, can you please like do something? Can we please work with this a little bit? It's a little bit too slanted for the team. The owners would love to negotiate with the players directly. And I vaguely remember Dez Bryant saying, when Jerry was trying to negotiate directly with him, hey, let's go out and run pass routes and you try to defend me. Mm-hmm. Because if we're going to do
that too.
If we're going to do what I do well, if we're going to do what you do well, let's do what I do well.
Mike, you know, when you look at the fact that I know you had talked about Matt Schaub making a deal out of this, saying that there may be a grievance as he's trying to run for the NFLPA executive director. Now that this has been kind of settled and there's an outcome here, do you think that's an issue the PA is going to drop, or do you think they're going to further lean into the Cowboys on, hey, are you guys doing everything the right way here?
Well, first of all, the NFLPA is currently in chaos, so we don't know what the hell they're doing. And second of all, I believe in this case, a decision was made by Micah Parsons' camp to not push it, because what do you really gain from it? Under the CBA, the first offense, the punishment is nothing. It's nothing. You get a pass for the first one. Second one, $62,000 fine. Every infraction after that, another $62,000 fine. That's nothing. It's a parking ticket for Jerry. So why make an issue there when you've got another strategy that you're working on that ultimately turned out to be pretty damn effective? Why worry about making a big deal about Jerry directly negotiating with players? And, I mean, look at it this way. How many times has Jerry directly negotiated with a player and it's blown up in his face?
Yeah.
This one did. This one definitely did.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, Football Night in America. The book is out, The Big Shield, here on Sean and RJ, 105 through The Fan. What does your phone look like once this happened with league reaction? Are people laughing at them? Are they stunned by it? Some understanding it? What's your phone look like from the league?
I think most rational people look at this and say, why would they not work this out? This guy is too good to not keep. And if you've got concerns about him, and Sean, it dates back to your reporting from April of 2024. Well, and I remember my reaction to that when you said that there were some at the team facility for whom Micah's acted worn thin. I said then, well, fine, if you don't want him, trade him, because there's going to be another team out there that says, we'll take the talent. We'll take the talent. But I don't want to gloss over the impact of how the Cowboys disrespected David Mulugeta in this process. I got this text today out of the blue, unsolicited, from a guy who's been an agent for a very long time. He said this: you have no idea how damaging this episode is for the Cowboys as it relates to the entire agent community. We all talk, and nobody would ever willingly steer their clients to that team. Make no mistake, they've never been an honest or a good organization, but since Jerry has so brazenly disrespected and went behind the back of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Top players, top agent. They are in serious trouble moving forward. This is really one of those time to take the car keys away moments. That was the text I got this morning from a guy who's been an agent for a long time. So we'll see what the ramifications are, starting with George Pickens, who's also represented by David Mulugeta.
Have you found that agents, players actually stick to stuff like that? Because at the end of the day, it's about money. If the Cowboys offer the best contract, that might negate all that stuff. But like, have you found like how teams treat players, coaches, that resonates and it stays long-term?
Well, it's a factor, and you hit the nail on the head. The money, ultimately, is the thing that drives the bus. You want to be a team that wins jump balls without having to overpay. You want to be a team that maybe can offer less and get the player to come play for you. That's the key. If you are suddenly a team that has to overpay to attract free agents, good luck splitting up that pie that Jerry likes to talk about.
You tweeted out something very strong last night about what you think Cowboy fans, the way they should feel about this season moving forward. What was that?
Well, I know it's hard for people to deprive themselves of the things they love, and people love football. They love their favorite teams, and I think that gets used against them. They get mistreated by the supplier of the thing they love, and the best way to get a message through to Jerry Jones would be to boycott the team this year. Don't go to the games. Don't watch them on TV. Maybe take it all the way out to, we're not going to come back until you sell the team. But for how long do you go on strike with that thing you look forward to? I mean, I remember before I got myself into this business, I would count the days until football season started. I loved football season. I was upset when I realized we're halfway through the season. I wanted it to last all year long. You don't want to deprive yourself of it, of that enjoyment. That's another thing that the multi-billionaires have working in their favor. They have a product that we can't get enough of, and even when we are pissed off at the supplier, we will still gladly pay whatever they want for it.
The Big Shield is out. I know it's taken off in terms of early sales. We got Tolos here in the Metroplex wanting to get what you're writing because it's nonstop. Tell us about what's going on with it.
Well, yeah, and you can get the 99-cent ebook on Amazon, and I've made many dumb decisions in my life, and I own all of them. It was stupid for me to only charge 99 cents for this one based upon the interest in it, but you know, I want people to have access to it. I want them to read it. I don't care about the money, and I know when people say they don't care about the money, they really do care about the money, but I charge 99 cents for it. I don't care about the money. I'm basically giving it away. And it is it's got to be a good story that people are entertained by or they're not going to read it. But the premise is based on something I've been concerned about, the prevalence of inside information in professional football, the people out there who have an incentive to cozy up to players, to know things so they can make wagers accordingly. That's how it starts, and it all goes from there. And I'm stunned at how well it's done. And I hope that people will give it a shot. And again, for 99 cents, it's not like you can't say you didn't get your money's worth.
It's the Big Shield, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, and Thursday night for the opener without Micah Parsons against the Eagles. Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend.
And we may see you. I don't know what's going to happen. The Cowboys, Packers, NBC, week 4, maybe coming to Dallas. Oh, never know. Gosh.
Thank you, Mike.
See you
Mike
guys.
Florio, D&M Leasing Hotline.
I got his book for free.
Did you?
I have Kindle Unlimited, so if you got Kindle Unlimited, it's free on Amazon.
How is the rest of the football world grading the Cowboys trade? Let's see what everybody else thinks. Then Nick Eatman, 920, final hour, Sean and RJ next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.